Kid that I worked with a couple years ago, he's somebody who worked with. Totally run out of the fish there and then all the way to Tuesday.
Richard, you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. This is a special commission meeting of the Port of Brooklyn Harbor Commission, Thursday, July 6th, 2023. Begin with roll call, Danielle.
Larry.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Joe.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Ken is absent.
Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda? No.
No.
Okay, anybody need to declare a potential conflict of interest? No.
No.
All right, I take a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. That brings us to election of commission officers. These terms run from July 1st through June 30th of the following year. We begin with nominations for president.
I would like to nominate Richard Heap for president.
I'll second it.
Are there any other nominations? All right. Well, why don't we get all of them identified and then we'll vote once we have multiple.
Okay.
Yep.
Nominations for vice president.
I'd like to nominate Joe Spear again to retain the office.
Second.
Okay. Are there any further nominations for vice president?
Sharon Hartsong.
Secretary Treasurer. You want Sharon for vice president?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry, Richard. I think you said.
So now we're in Secretary Treasurer.
There you go.
Joe was leaving.
Yeah, Sharon.
Second.
Okay. Well, we have a motion and second for that. Are there any further nominations? All right, I'll close the nominations and we'll vote. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. I have no public comments in front of me. Do you have any, Danielle?
I did not receive any public comments.
Okay. That brings us to the action item, beginning with Commissioner Raines' resignation letter.
Okay, so the commission and the port received a letter dated June 18th stating that Mr. Raines was resigning his position effective immediately. His position is position number 5, and it ends on June 30th, 2025. Past vacancy process has been to place an advertisement into the Curry Pilot, receiving resumes and bios, and scoring them, using a scoring system to select a candidate. I think attached here is kind of some hap we've done for an ad that we put in. And then the scoring system, given however many candidates we have, it'll be scored one through however many. On the very back page, it kind of shows how we did it last time.
Okay.
How it was laid out. Is there any questions?
Are there any other options and ways to do this? And I'm just asking.
We can choose not to fill the position through the term as well. It doesn't have to be solicited. You guys can choose to leave it open. We still have a quorum to do business, so that is an option.
Any other options for the way to select?
That's just how we've done it in the past for scoring. I haven't really been through many. It always seemed like a pretty fair way that everybody got to do it, and the highest score wins. But Richard, have you guys done it a different way before in selecting candidates? Sharon?
When I was appointed the first time, they had two board members, and they had three people from the public that was on a panel, and we submitted resumes, and then they had interviewed us. I think Joe was on that panel. And then we all were interviewed, and then like 5 or 6 days later, they sent us a letter whether we were accepted or thank you.
Okay. And you could do that too. We could get all the candidates, you could interview them and then score them and select off from that. And, you know, we could add more to the process if we want to get a better feel for who the candidates are. Sometimes just reading it on paper doesn't quite get everything across. So there is that option too.
Well, it seems worked out really well when the county appointed the board, and then the board that was appointed by the county.
The board then appointed the other position.
You guys did that process.
Right. And we did it with interviews. And if I remember right, we had an executive session after the interviews were over so we could discuss the candidates. I could be wrong about that.
I'm not sure about an executive session. I don't think James is on the phone, is he?
No, he's not.
Yeah. But we can check into executive sessions to discuss those. I don't know if it's an odyssey.
Yeah, it could be.
It might not be executive privilege.
It could be misremembering that.
Just give me one moment, hold on.
Or, you know, you can bring that information back at the regular meeting.
Well, this is just more to get the approval to solicit an ad, put an ad in the paper so we can get potential candidates coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely answer some of these questions and we can in our next meeting and kind of lay out some different options on how we want to do that.
Did you find something?
Well, I looked on our website. It doesn't show that we had an executive session on that day, but an executive session would be good to have to discuss it.
I'll have to talk with James
to see if
we can.
Because it was a big meeting. We had it.
Yeah, it was.
And that's where that scoring system came in.
Yes.
And there's a lot of candidates when we went through it before.
There was.
There's a lot of processes to that. Most of we only had one. But I will definitely look into some other ways to do it. Do you have any insights, or are you just looking to see what options we have? Does anybody like an option better?
Well, I think I proposed the scoring system, or at least the one I had used before, for other boards and commissions. And I just like an interview
mm-hmm.
in public. And then the opportunity to sit down and discuss candidates and then come up with a scoring system, then come back into a regular meeting and discuss the ranking and make a choice.
No, I was looking to get everything on record that we discussed options.
Yep.
I'm okay with this if everybody else is.
Yeah, so we'll lay down. I'll check on executive session for the discussion part of it. It may or may not happen, but we'll add.
Maybe for the resume part.
Yeah, I'm just going to check with James. I know executive sessions are very sticklers on what counts and what doesn't.
Well, I know that you can have them for discussing personnel matters, whether this falls under that or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's where I know you can't for personnel. I just don't know if this qualifies. So
I don't either, but I remember that over here when you did the process, that we stood up and actually verbally gave.
Yeah, I don't remember doing an executive session. It would be good if you could, but I'm leaning towards that we're not going to be able to, given this process, being that the public voted by the public. There's a lot of public going on.
Even if we don't, we can interview the candidates, then collect the scores, take a break, compile the scores, come back with that.
Exactly.
And that works well.
Okay. Interview, discuss, score, decide. That's going to be our August 17th. It'll be in our August meeting is when we'll try and decide on
it.
Okay, so that leaves us then with the question, then do we want to fill the vacant position, accept the resignation and fill the vacant position?
I believe we should fill it being the amount of time. When we did Roy's, it wasn't that long till there was an election. We only went a few months. This is going to be a much longer time.
Well, and it helps ensure a quorum. Just gives you one extra backstop.
We're designed to have five. The voting is based upon five. It's good to have five. I agree.
Okay.
I would just, you threw that little, we need to accept it before we go too far. I was just going to make sure that we got that in there, the resignation.
Yeah. Okay, any further? All right. Entertain a motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve Ken Reich's resignation with the Port of Brookings Harbor Board of Commissioners and to have the port manager place an advertisement into the Curry Pilot regarding a request for a candidate for the Port of Brookings Harbor Board of Commissioners and be brought back to the board at August regular meeting.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. So before we move on from this, I think we should recognize the service of Ken Range.
Yes.
He came on this commission, as did I, at a pretty rugged time. Probably one of the low points for the commission. And over time, we were able, I think, to reestablish the public confidence in this commission and in what's going on down here. And I think that it was a commendable thing for Ken to do.
Yes.
Step up and ask to be appointed by the county commissioners and then accept the position. So I don't want that to go without being said. He served well. He was prepared. I don't think he missed any meetings. If he did, miss very few. So. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to thank him for his service.
Yes, we do.
Okay, that brings us to action item D, Petco dustless blasting lease agreement.
So we talked about this in our last meeting, and he was looking for 1,500 square feet, about a 50 by 30. He now would like to increase the size to about 50 by 60 and put two Connex boxes out there. And pour a concrete pad in between them so the travel lift can put the boats down there. And he wants to add drainage across the front of it to where any water that does come from the site can be collected and disposed of. It's a little bit bigger footprint, but I think way more environmentally friendly for his activities. It's going to solve a lot of environmental issues I had with just being in the dirt back there and not having any type of drainage. So we talked about it a lot, and he proposed this, and I said I think it's a much better thought out plan, start to finish of control. But being that it's significant increase in the footprint and what's going to be happening back there, I wanted to bring it back to you guys.
And this is in concert with our best management practices.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Good. All right.
And you have room down there. It's not going to interfere with you guys.
No, we picked out a spot right back here in the parking lot. It's up next to one of our Connex boxes that we have. We'll consolidate some more docks, and I think it's in a good location for it to be. There's a map on the back of it if you haven't seen it. But
And he's going to put a drain in. That drain is going to go to a separate collection, not into ours.
No.
It's not going to go
into
the drain. It's not going to go anywhere.
No.
He's going to catch it and dispose of it.
Yes, sir. Probably be disposed of somewhere around the same time when we have our sumped out. It's usually about 4 or 5 times a year. We have to suck ours out and get all the stuff out of it. So depending on the volume of what he does, he'll be using some sort of back truck service to pump it out and dispose of.
So is he going to then dig a pit?
It'll be kind of a countersunk pit, probably about 3x3 in a tote with a top on it. You know those crated totes?
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines, something that's contained that's just at ground level that can be pumped out and dealt with.
So it won't go on the ground at all?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything further?
So the bigger vessels that come out with our lift, then will we have it set up for our lift to be able to get in there?
Yeah, so as you said, there'll be Connex boxes on each side. And, we talked about it. He'll just pour a thicker footing at the width of the travel lift so we don't break the concrete. And the rest of it will probably be about a 4-inch slab,
Okay. Created
all the way to the front.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's 60 feet long. I think there's only one boat here that we pull out that's longer than 60 feet. most of them are barely 50. It's got to be a yacht. Correct. A yacht that's down there is almost 70 feet long. And we pull that up. But
okay.
Very specialized cases where they can not right. be that long.
Well, thank you.
The term length for the lease?
3 years.
Renewable?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. Oh, the first one's for a year with an option for three additional three-year terms. I kind of kept it slow, so the first year I wanted to make sure we were going to, everything was going to be what we wanted it to be, and if it was, I wanted to give an option to keep it for longer and give us an option to look at things every once in a while in case there's environmental updates or anything like that that comes down the pike that we need to talk about.
If he should leave and or not renew, is that pad going to be
the improvement stay with the port?
And that would be a good thing for us to have that pad there?
Concrete pad anywhere in this port's a good thing to have. We will make good use of it.
Especially with drainage.
Yeah, if it's got a drain where you can catch any type of wastewater, that's good for us.
Okay. Anything further?
Nope.
Entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Chetco Dustless Blasting Lease Agreement.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. That brings us to information item A, the Brookings Real Estate Lease Agreement.
So I wanted to kind of start having this discussion with you guys and keep you updated on where it's going. This is the motorcycle, old motorcycle shop building that's looking at being the wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So long-term lease, it's taken quite a few attempts back and forth between our attorney and Reggie to narrow down the terms of the lease, just in general. I think we're at 37 pages. I did just get another one that's at 41 pages now. So, but I did tell our attorney, I said, this has to come to an end. Like, we're not going to keep going back and forth between attorneys because it costs us a lot of money. We're talking time for us to recoup this. So, I'm hoping that everything's going to be done. They're wanting to try and get this approved at our next meeting. We have got it back to where the improvements, all the improvements that he's doing, will be staying with the building. I think a $25,000 improvement. Those are the major things that are in there, but I wanted to give it to you guys too, so you could read it, because it's pretty easy reading. It's just long. It's just really long. So this was just to give it to you guys now. Reggie is in charge of getting the exhibits, the legal description, and all those, and those are at his cost. So once I receive those back and he approves the lease, then I should have everything put together to bring it to you guys. But he's got to do a little bit of work. But please read over it and get back to me with any questions or anything, because it is slightly outside the scope of what we typically do with leases, especially the length and the term of it.
Okay.
That's it.
Once they take possession,
that's right, thank you. The subleasing is one that's in there for the long term. At first I was like, yo, no, we don't allow subleasing here. But with Reggie and what he was saying, he's like, there might be a time when I want to split this wine tasting and somebody else might want to use half the building for the same or like uses. So I left in the clause in there about subleasing and the rules. You have to still get permission from the port. We still have to approve it. But it doesn't say no subleasing. So we left that open-ended in the event that over the time, you know, especially during the term of the lease, that in the event that something comes up that he wants to do it, it's an option in the lease for him to come to us and talk to us about.
Well, there's no subleasing on the flips, right?
Nope. That's why we're bringing it. There's no subleasing in the flips.
So we're basically selling or giving that building to him?
He is essentially retaining ownership for the duration of the lease, yes.
And once he takes possession, the port will have no further responsibility for taxes, maintenance, utilities. That building is his responsibility, 100%.
Yes, we are leasing the ground and the ground only.
Okay.
It is, and you know, I just wanted, it is long-term. Like we do have some long-term ground leases here. It's not out of the question that we have them, but we are so in that area, you know, for the foreseeable future. I think he has a good plan. I think it's a good thing to be down here at the port. We don't have anything knocking at the door to say we just want to put something here. But it's just something throughout it to consider. It's a long-term lease and it's going to be here for a while. So just take that into consideration when we're making it. It's a big decision for the port long-term.
And if he was to ever just walk away, at least it would still be an improvement for the port.
Right. Yes. I mean, when we're at the point where we're talking tearing it down, you know, and we're going to have this back, it's just want to make sure we read it over. It's just a little bit outside what we have, any of us here have actually done.
Right. And good job, Steph.
Other than that, that's a dirt lease?
Just a dirt lease. Yep.
What happens if you put in asphalt?
Then we're still charging for the dirt. The asphalt was at his cost, and at the end of the lease, the improvements stay with us, and we become the owners of asphalt.
Maybe they'll move to
the
urban.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Commissioner's comments.
I would really like to say how well the 4th of July went, and the port staff really went way beyond everything. I mean, they worked hard. Even after the 4th of July, they were down there moving things, cleaning up. I mean, we appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you. And the South Coast fishermen, all the volunteers, it was a great 4th of July, really. I mean,
yeah, I'd echo Darren's comments. I thought that was about as nice a 4th of July as I've ever seen down here. Much calmer, much quieter. I interviewed, probably 15 people that were camped down there. And with one exception, everybody said, this is great. This is great. We appreciate it. But we don't have to worry about our kids, our dogs getting hit, you know, any of those kind of things. So, and the people that walked in seemed happy. I mean, there was no issues there, and I thought it was a great event, and I thought you guys did a good job. And I think the notion of closing the road, we'll see what the feedback is after it, but I haven't seen much negative. So, I do have one comment that it was a little kind of not problematic, but there was a little bit of concern about the event people, the fireworks people being camped in the fallout zone.
Yeah.
And kind of acting like they owned it. I'm not sure that's a good idea because it makes it a little harder for us on the outside to say, well, you can't go in there for safety reasons. Everybody's looking over there going, well, what about them?
They have children.
And so, their kids kind of took advantage of it there at the end. They're out there on the rocks. And so that, I don't think, was such a good thing. But
I 100% agree. It was definitely their own zone. Maybe we'll look at that and block off some of the first campsites. Maybe we eat the first three campsites, you know, there and block them off right at the beginning and keep them within and just, you know, maybe. I'm sure they'll understand. Explain to them and say, if you're working out there, you can be out there, but we need to set the example for other people. I noticed that too.
Yeah, it's toward the evening. It got to be a little bit more of an issue because they were all over the place. And
right.
You know, we're telling people you can't go in there. Why not? Just for safety. And they're going, well, so that was the only thing I noticed. I thought the thing on the boardwalk, the little fish and derby thing, went pretty well. I haven't heard much feedback about it, but so thought it was all just a pretty nice 4 days down here.
Yeah, I was super concerned, to say the least, and it was a breath of fresh air to get through it. The garbage was the garbage. We picked up, it took us about 2 hours to get go through and pick up all the big trash and debris. It's probably 4 pickup loads in the morning, but there was nothing that happened that was outside of, you know, a busy day, busy weekend, event weekend. So I haven't heard anything else as far as anything bad either. So if you do, please let us know.
Okay. Any further comments? All right. Our next regular meeting date will be Wednesday, July 19th at 2 p.m. And with that, we are adjourned.
Goodbye.
Look, as a whole, how did the fishing derby do? Was everybody happy?